It's all right. You may all come out and thank her.
But in the bullshit department, a businessman can't hold a candle to three things. Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe. In awe of three things.
You waited too long to make your move, and now you're in the friend zone.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
Listen to me, yo. Hey, you.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Oh, yeah.
Come here, cutie. Hey, come here.
You, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Why don't we all turn on together?
During my service in the United States Congress, I took the initiative in creating three things.
Oh, it's true. It's true. It's true. It's true.
You stupid son of a bitch!
Get in the fast lane, Grandma! The bingo game's about to roll!
Incoming!
Hello?
Greetings, y'all. Long time no see. Okay, it's only been a week, but it seems so long. As is my usual wont, I have culled a few tidbits of fiddly stuff from the world to share with you. I trust you'll find them worthy of your attention, or something. So, on to thing one. Batwoman is back, as a lesbian. Yes, years after she first emerged from the Batcave, Batwoman is coming out of the closet. DC Comics is resurrecting the classic comic book character as a lesbian, unveiling the new Batwoman in July as part of an ongoing weekly series that began this year. The 5'10 superhero comes with flowing red hair, knee-high red boots with spiked heels, of course, and a form-fitting black outfit. We decided to give her a different point of view, explained Dan Didio, Vice President and Executive Editor at DC. We wanted to make her a more unique personality than others in the Bat family. That's one of the reasons we went in this direction. Odd direction to choose, but there you are. The original Batwoman was started in 1956 and killed off in 1979. This new character will share the same name as her original alter ego, that's Kathy Kane, and the new Batwoman arrives with ties to others in the Gotham City world. She's a socialite from Gotham High Society, Didio said. She has some past connection with Bruce Wayne, and she also had a past love affair with one of our lead characters, Renee Montoya. Montoya, in the 52 comic book series, is a former police detective, and Wayne, of course, is Batman's true identity, but he has disappeared along with Superman and Wonder Woman, leaving Gotham a more dangerous place. The 52 series is a collaboration of four acclaimed writers, with one episode per week for 1 year. The comics will introduce other diverse characters as the story plays out. This is not just about having a gay character, Didio said. We're trying for overall diversity in the DC universe. We have strong African-American, Hispanic, and Asian characters, and we're trying to get a better cross-section of our readership and the world. Well, that's one way to do it. The outing of Batwoman created a furor of opinions on websites devoted to DC Comics. Opinions ranged from outrage to approval. Others took a more tongue-in-cheek approach to the announcement. Wouldn't ugly people as heroes be more groundbreaking, asked one poster. You know, 200-pound woman, man with horseshoe hair loss pattern, people with cold sores, etc. Didio asked that people wait until the new Batwoman's appearance in the series before they pass judgment. You know what? Judge us by the story and character we create, he said. We are confident that we are telling a great story with a strong, complex character. Didio spent most of the morning fielding calls from media intrigued by the Batwoman reinvention. It's kind of weird, he said. We had a feeling it would attract some attention, but we're a little surprised it did this much. I'm not surprised it's attracting this much attention. It sure got my attention. More on the net, entertainment and just interest-wise, at dccomics.com. And now a word for someone who's not really our sponsor in any way, shape, form, or fashion.
This week, it's Classics Week on Dub Theater. Monday night at 9, it's Rocky in French.
Yo, Adrian, voulez-vous coucher avec moi, or what?
Tuesday night, Clint Eastwood is Dirty Harry in Polish.
Shidu Babu 44 Magnumski, Kluski Hetski, Clean Ofski.
Wednesday, Katharine Hepburn stars in the Academy Award winning On Golden Pond in Japanese.
Domo arigato, Norman. You old poopasan.
Thursday night, thrill to the original Star Wars in Canadian.
Luke, feel the force, eh?
Luke, don't listen to that hoser. Join the dark side, eh?
And Friday, it's one of the most beloved American musicals ever. West Side Story in Navajo.
Maria, I just met a girl named Maria. Suddenly the name will never be the same.
So tune in for Classics Week, starting Monday right here on Dub Theater.
And thing number two today, from dear Anna Nicole Smith, this quote. Yes, I am pregnant. That's right. Anna Nicole Smith has confirmed that she's pregnant in a video clip posted on her website. Let me stop all the rumors. Yes, I am pregnant. I'm happy. I'm very, very happy about it. Everything's going really, really good, and I'll be checking in and out periodically on the web, and I'll let you see as I'm growing. Said the 38-year-old former reality TV star and Playboy playmate. Smith, who is floating on an inflatable raft in a swimming pool as a small white dog barks in the background, did not provide any more detail than that. Her lawyer and spokesman, Howard K. Stern, which is an unfortunate name, could not be reached by the Associated Press on Thursday for comment. Early last month, there were reports that Smith was expecting a baby. Stern issued a written statement saying, if Anna Nicole is pregnant, she obviously doesn't want anybody to know yet. If she's not pregnant, she's not denying the rumor because she thinks it's funny how much of a stir it's causing. She'll leave it up to you to guess which one it is. Smith has a 20-year-old son, Daniel, from her first marriage. She married Texas oil tycoon J. Howard Marshall II in 1994 when she was 26 and he was 89. Yuck. He died the following year. Since then, she has feuded with Marshall's son, Pierce Marshall, over her entitlement to the tycoon's estate. Smith won a judgment from the Supreme Court last month that allows her to continue to seek part of Marshall's fortune, which probably just made that Pierce guy really angry. But golly, I hope she gets some of that moolah for her new baby. No word on who she is pregnant by. That's thing number two, and I'm finished with it. Anna Nicole, however, has a few more months before she's finished with it. And now, here's a silly song for you, just because I like it. Today, something I found incredibly interesting. Scientists have found what might have been the ideal ancient vacation hotspot with a 74 degree Fahrenheit average temperature, alligator ancestors, and palm trees. And it's smack in the middle of the Arctic. First of its kind core samples dug up from deep beneath the Arctic Ocean floor show that 55 million years ago, an area near the North Pole was practically a subtropical paradise. The scientists say their findings are a glimpse backward into a much warmer than thought polar region, heated by run-amok greenhouse gases that came about naturally. Skeptics of man-made causes of global warming have nothing to rejoice over, however. The researchers say their studies appearing in Thursday's issue of Nature also offer a peek at just how bad conditions can get. Said Yale geology professor Mark Pagani, it probably was a tropical paradise, but the mosquitoes were probably the size of your head. And nobody needs that. And what a watery, swampy world it must have been. Imagine a world where there are dense sequoia trees and cypress trees like in Florida that ring the Arctic Ocean, added Pagani. Millions of years ago, the Earth experienced an extended period of natural global warming. However, around 55 million years ago, there was a sudden supercharged spike of carbon dioxide that accelerated the greenhouse effect. Scientists already knew this thermal event had happened, but are not sure what caused it. Perhaps massive releases of methane from the ocean, the continent-sized burning of trees, lots of volcanic eruptions. Nobody knows, but many experts had figured that while the rest of the world got really hot, the polar regions were still comfortably cooler, say about 52 degrees Fahrenheit, but the new research found the polar average was closer to 74 degrees. So instead of Boston-like weather year-round, the Arctic was more like Miami North. Way north. It's the first time we've looked at the Arctic, and man, it was a big surprise to us. It's a new look at how the Earth can respond to these peaks in carbon dioxide, said oceanographer Catherine Moran. It's enough to make Santa Claus break into a sweat. The 74-degree temperature, based on core samples which act as a climatic time capsule, was probably the year-round average, but because data is so limited, it could be also just the summertime average, said researchers. What's troubling is that this hints that future projections for warming, several degrees over the next century, might be on the low end. The study also shows that what happened 55 million years ago was proof that too much carbon dioxide, more than four times current levels, mind you, can cause global warming. Purdue University Atmospheric Sciences professor Gabriel Bowen, who was not part of the study team, praised the work and said that it showed there are tipping points in our climate system that can throw us to these conditions. The new research also gave scientists the idea that a simple fern may have helped pull Earth from a hothouse to an ice house by sucking up massive amounts of carbon dioxide. Unfortunately, this natural solution to global warming was not exactly quick. It took about a million years. With all that heat and massive freshwater lakes forming in the Arctic, a fern called azolla started growing and growing and growing. The theory is that azolla, still found in warm regions today, grew so deep and so wide that eventually it started sucking up the carbon dioxide, and that helped put the cool back in the Arctic. Studies show tons upon tons of thick mats of azolla covered the Arctic and moved south. This could actually contribute to push the world to a cooling mode, but only after it got hotter first, and then it would take at least 800,000 years to cool back down. It's not something to look forward to, and it isn't the answer to current global warming, if that is what is happening now. So, there's you something to think about. Learn more on the web. Any science site has cool stuff. I got this from technewsworld.com.
Talk welcome to you. I mean, Taco Bell can help you.
Yeah, my name is Jim Rogers from Oakton High.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if I could ask a few questions for my school project.
Okay.
All right, how many employees are working there right now?
About 20.
About 20, and how many of those are Hispanic workers?
Over half.
About half of them?
Over half.
Over half, ooh.
Yeah.
Any illegal ones?
Illegal? No, we can't hire illegal people.
No? But they're cheap though, aren't they?
What do you mean cheap?
I mean, they're, like, cheap. You don't have to pay them that much.
No, I can't answer that question either. You call up from school and ask them something like that.
Well, you know, we get to make our own questions.
No, I mean, we pay everybody what? Let me cheap. I mean, everybody gets paid the same. I mean, not the same, but everybody gets paid. They have, first of all,
right.
You can write this down. Everybody has to get paid minimum wage. You can't pay any. When you say cheap, you're talking about the minimum wage.
Oh yeah, you can like give them like 2 cents an hour and they'll be happy.
Excuse me. I tell you what. You call another store, okay?
Okay.
I don't want to talk to you anymore. That's stupid.
Is it?
You know, let me. Yeah, it's stupid. You can't pay anybody 2 cents an hour. What school are you from?
From Oakland High.
Where'd you hear this dumb stuff?
Excuse me?
Where'd you hear this dumb stuff?
Oh, you know, just around town.
Well, you know, you need to tell these people, first of all, like I tell them, if they don't know things, they shouldn't, you know. You shouldn't listen to people. You should find out. If you want to find out what people have to get paid, you know what you need to call? You need to call the Department of...
Immigration?
Human Resources.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you know, when you call me asking me questions like that, first of all, it makes me, you know, I don't know y'all, but it makes me very angry. You don't pay nobody no 2 cents an hour. You know, people aren't slaves.
Right.
You know, so, you know, you're going to say we work for, you know, did we pay somebody 2 cents an hour? You shouldn't even answer a question like that. Would you work for 2 cents an hour?
Probably not.
Would you want to pay somebody 2 cents an hour?
Well, because I'd get more profits that way, wouldn't I?
You would? You know what? Then never, you would work me for 2 cents an hour. Goodbye. Don't call me anymore.
Okay.
And now, for one of my favorite segments, the GWOD. Today, the word begins with a T. That's the 20th letter. And the word is tegestologist. It's a noun, and it is spelled tegestologist. And it means a collector of beer mugs and beer coasters. In a sentence for you, I used to be kind of proud of my boyfriend because I thought he was a tegestologist and could concentrate on a hobby. Turns out, he was just a drunk. I know, it's an odd word, but most of the other T words begin with theo and have to do with religious stuff, and homie don't do religion, and politics only when necessary. So there you are, the GWOD for today, grandiloquent word of the day today, tegestologist. You should go visit the Grandiloquent Dictionary if you haven't already. It's neat, and it can be found on the links link on the homepage, threethings.podomatic.com. And that's it for today. I hope you were titillated or twitterpated or anything else that sounds fun and begins with a T. Come back and see me next week, and I promise I'll try to get you to feel something else. I don't know what letter it might begin with, though. You'll have to join me, Jenna, your PJ, next week to find out. Check the links, leave a comment, be kind to our fine feathered friends, and also, por favor, never ever forget to forgive yourself and be happy. Good day.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
What the hell do you think you're doing?
All in all, I'd say we've been very lucky around here. Nothing to do now but wait for orders from the authorities and relax.
Sometimes I wish God would give me a Holy Ghost machine gun. I'll blow your head off.
Nip it in the bud.
We're getting screwed.
The subject was booked under Section 601, in danger of leading an idle, dissolute, or immoral life.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
I have something to say. It's better to burn out than to fade away.
Cut it out!
Go on, leave! Get out!
Goodbye, you lazy, big-nosed, rubber-faced bastard.
This disc will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Dead, Chuck.
We didn't do anything like that.
Scotty, beat me up.